Good morning, Daniel.
Nice to talk to you. One of the planes has landed on the sunny coast. Can you tell us about it? It all seems real now.
It seems very, very real. And we're now an airline with an aircraft, which is certainly progress.
So how did this all come about to get to where we are today? Because, I mean, you don't just wake up one... I mean, maybe you do. You just wake up and say, I'm going to start an airline. How did this all come about?
The origins of this actually go back more than a decade. I live down just south of Coffs Harbour. Mm-hmm. And I was getting fed up of hearing how expensive it was to fly regionally. And, you know, just personally, every time getting onto an aircraft, it was more than $200 to fly for an hour. And my experience prior to that was up in the Philippines, where okay. I'd just been working with a low-cost carrier. And I'd seen that you can get away with a lot less than that. So it was time to change it.
So, of course, the plane arrived during the week. It was a nice white and purple plane. It must have been a thrill to see it come into land.
It was all a bit surreal, yep. I can tell you. You know, even looking at the footage, the aircraft made its way here from Seattle via Hawaii and Fiji. And even when I saw video footage of it in Hawaii and Fiji, I was almost a little disbelieving. It was like, is that animated? But there it was, and I did find myself touching the fuselage on Tuesday morning on the sunny coast.
So were there a few tears? Be honest, you confess up.
There was, I think I might have got something in my eye,
yeah.
Just a little bit, just, you know, it's been a long time coming, so I can be forgiven for that.
I can understand. Tim Jordan is the CEO for Bonza Airlines joining us this morning. Now, we need to talk about the first flights, Tim. When and where are they expected at this stage? Because obviously we're getting pretty close now that one aircraft is in Australia.
Yeah, indeed. And essentially, as we go through the process with the regulator, which is ongoing, and I guess I must preface all of this, the last time a new airline did this with the regulator was 15 years ago.
Right.
So the reference points are few and far between.
Yeah.
So hence some of, you know, when we're not trying to be cagey. We know that we have to be very upfront with everybody.
Yep.
You know, that's what everybody wants us to be, and we will be. We'll be completely honest. If we don't know something, we'll say we don't know something. But the last time an airline went through this with the regulator was 15 years ago.
Yep.
However, this important milestone, we get an aircraft here. Now we can start moving towards the regulator saying to us, show us. So we've been putting down our processes and procedures in writing.
Mm-hmm.
We're now to the stage where, or getting close to where, the regulator will say to us, show us.
Yep.
So clearly, if you're an airline, you need an aircraft to show the regulator.
Makes sense.
So that's what will happen next.
Yep.
And then from that point, if that goes well, then we hopefully get ourselves a piece of paper that says we can take to Australian skies very soon thereafter. So if everything goes well, and the onus is on us performing as Bonza, we are hoping that possibly late September we could be into Australian skies with our first two aircraft based on the Sunshine Coast. And following on from the Sunshine Coast, we move to our Melbourne base, which is likely to be in November.
Yep.
And that is where the Bundaberg service is actually, the aircraft comes up from Melbourne to Bundaberg. And so we'll be looking in that sort of November time frame. And excuse, as I say, me yep. being a little vague, it's just because it is a little vague at the moment. It's all pending on us doing the right thing.
Well, you have to dot the I's and cross the T's. So at this stage, you're looking at November for that Melbourne to Bundy flight. Is it two flights the week, or is it two a day? What was from memory? This is only from memory.
Yeah, it's two flights a week initially,
yep.
nonstop. We're about the leisure traveller. You know, there's some airlines out there that take care of the business travellers very well, the people who need to be in a particular location at a particular time and love their, you know, the frequent flyer benefits and everything. We are about the leisure traveller. We are about getting families to catch up with each other more often, go explore a new aspirational destination, to head off to the footy or to go to the theatre or to go to a beach. That's what we're about. We're about giving everybody the same opportunity as potentially has already existed in some of the capital cities, but has never really made it to large regional centres. So we're about encouraging, stimulating low-cost travel, especially to and from large regional centres like Bundaberg.
Tim, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much. Tim Jordan there, the CEO for Bonza Airlines. It's 1332 4BU.